Welcome to Lesson 10, Profit First. Now, before you think I've gone rogue, don't let the title of this lesson fool you. Profit first does not mean that you should consider profits above everything else. In fact, that's entirely not the case. People are very much a priority in any business, especially when you're a creative entrepreneur. That said, profit very much is the lifeblood of your business, to paraphrase my friend and author, Mike Michalowicz. Profits ensure your business has the funding it needs to grow or weather economic storms like the coronavirus crisis that began in late 2019. Without profits, even a small amount, your business is one bad decision away from closure. One of the most important financial lessons a business owner needs to learn then is the difference between revenue and profit. If you're like most people, you think of profit as something that's left over when the business is done spending money. Today, I'm inviting you to flip that idea and introducing you to another concept from Mike called Profit First. I was one of the very first business coaches in the world certified in his Profit First approach. And today, I'm going to give you a basic overview so that you can start thinking more strategically about your business and help it become profitable much more quickly. Like many of Mike's books, this idea isn't anything new. It's the old pay yourself first principle applied to your business. In this case, Mike offers a way to allocate your business income using some simple percentages. But before we get to the percentages, we need to make a distinction about your company income. This piece, in my opinion, is more important than any of the percentages Mike throws around. So if you remember nothing else from this lesson, I want you to remember this. There's revenue, and then there's real revenue. Revenue, for tax purposes, is your gross income, okay? The total amount of money that your company brings in a given month or a year. But a lot of that money isn't yours to keep or even spend. If your company sells any physical products, you might be familiar with the term cost of goods. That's what it costs to make whatever it is that you sell. It's the ingredients in the cakes you bake, the paint, canvas, and brushes you use to make a painting, or the wood, nails, and glue for a table, or the costs for making a print copy of your book. Costs of goods is the costs of the parts and pieces that make up the finished work. Not shipping it, just making it. And it's also the subcontractor costs that go into creating your offers. For example, inside the Creative Freedom Incubator, we offer social media management and content scheduling for our clients. My assistant does that work. She also does other work for me inside my company. The work she does for my clients is subcontracted work that goes into our social media management offer. It's part of how that offer gets delivered. But the other work she does for me isn't part of the cost of goods. It's for my company. So it's labor expenses, not cost of goods. This is why it's important to know your real revenue number. Real revenue is the money that actually belongs to your company, not to a subcontractor or to the company that provides your materials to create your work. That's just pass-through money. You're holding it temporarily, but eventually it's going to go to those people who provided the stuff to make your offer, okay? And if you don't have physical goods, you won't likely have a lot of cost of goods. If everything you offer is digital or one-on-one, then you may not have any hard costs tied to your offers. And in that case, your real revenue number is either going to be the same or very close to your actual revenue number. But it's important to know this distinction. Why does real revenue matter? Because when you're making financial decisions in your business, you need to be looking at the truth of your income, the real revenue of your business, not some inflated number that looks better on paper. So here's an example to show you what I mean. Let's say you just signed a contract with a client and they're going to pay you $25,000. Now that could be great or that could be awful depending on how much of that $25,000 is actually yours. If you get paid $25,000 but then you have to shell out $24,500 for subcontractors and cost of goods, your real revenue is only $500. And that's not profit because you still haven't paid yourself, your taxes, or any of the other expenses of running your business. So in that case, your $25,000 is probably costing you money, not making you money. On the other hand, let's say a client is paying you $1,000 for an hour of your time and you have no overhead, no other costs. So that $1,000 is real revenue for your business. You'll be able to set aside money for profit sharing, pay yourself, your taxes, and the other expenses of running your business. This is why knowing your real revenue number is so important. And if you remember nothing else from this lesson, there's revenue and then there's real revenue. Make your business decisions based on your real revenue numbers. Now that you've got that understanding, let's look at how the profit first approach works. The primary shift you need to make is that profits come first, not at the end of business spending. Again, this is the old pay yourself first concept applied to business. Now, Mike offers some suggestions for ideal allocation percentages, and I'm going to share them here, but don't let them freak you out. When I first heard these numbers, I got really mad because my business didn't come anywhere close to these percentages, and I didn't believe it was possible for any company to run this way. I was wrong. And I've helped plenty of clients adjust their spending and start cutting themselves profit sharing checks every quarter since I've learned this approach. So first, I'll share the ideal numbers, and then I'll offer you some guidance on how to deal with the gaps that you're likely to see in your business since you're just getting started with this profit first method. Now, in this order, because it's called profit first after all, you'll take your real revenue number each month and deduct 5% for profit, 50% for owner pay, 15% for taxes, and the rest, 30%, is your operating expense budget. Okay, and these are US figures, by the way. If you live in a place where average tax rates are substantially higher, you'll need to adjust your percentages to reflect that. Put the money in separate accounts or envelopes so that you don't go dipping into that profit sharing account when things get thin. Okay, that is Mike's ideal. But as I said, when I started, I was nowhere near the ideal. I was running more like 60 to 70 to 80% expenses, paying myself whenever, taxes were a joke, and my profit was whatever I got back from filing my taxes every year. Okay, so start small. That's my best recommendation. And I recommend three things to my clients when they're just getting started with this. First, make a 3-month commitment. Okay, decide what you're going to do, run with it for 3 months, and then see where you're at. Two, set aside even just a fraction of a percent into your profit account and into your owner pay. Okay, those two things, if you put just a tiny bit into owner pay and a tiny bit into profit sharing, it will become a habit. And that's what we want to do. We want to create a habit of paying yourself and your business first. Now, you may have to loan that owner pay back to the business for a while. I know I did. So, I mean, it happens, but don't tap that profit sharing. Okay. Hold on to that. And then every quarter, you're going to pay yourself half of whatever's in that account as a bonus. Do not put it back into the company. Even if it's 25 cents, keep it for yourself. Go buy a gumball. Do something to reward yourself and remind yourself, hey, my company's got profit, okay? And it may all be on paper for a while, but that's okay. This is about making it a habit to pay yourself and your profit first. Over time, you'll build a small nest egg in that profit account. And because it's a percentage of your real revenue numbers, you're only paying it when you have income coming in. My first quarter using profit first was laughable. Okay. My quarterly profit sharing check was for less than a dollar because I'd only committed a teeny tiny fraction of a percent. I think it was like 0.01%. I mean, it was just a tiny, tiny amount. Okay. But I had a profit sharing check, and I had a profit sharing check every quarter that year. And it grew every quarter that year because I was creating the habit of paying myself first. And as you do that, you end up in a position where you're not feeling that money being taken out of your bank, and you're not trying to rely on that money anymore. You've created a habit of creating the cushion for that percentage, and over time, your business can run without it as your income ramps up, okay? So start small. That's the power of habit. You can't change everything all at once. Most people can't, okay? And it's not like you can just slash expenses back to 30% of your real revenue if you're way over that right now. At one point, I had a working capital loan that took 30% of my revenue every single month just to pay back the loan. So there was no way I was going to be in the right ideal number range for profit first. So I adjusted my percentages accordingly, okay? This is a percentage of your real revenue, and you do it a little bit over time, okay? That's okay to do what you can as you are able. Just stay consistent and be persistent with it. One of my clients took 18 months to get from where they were to the ideal numbers. But they admitted that they would have never gotten there at all if they didn't at least get started and make those adjustments every quarter. So start, work on it for 3 months, give yourself a quarter of doing this, plan to evaluate, look at what you've got, and then make a decision about what you're going to change. Are you going to bump up your profit sharing just a tiny bit more? Are you going to bump up your owner pay a little bit more? Do you need to cut back on taxes? Make the numbers work for you. So pay yourself and your company first, even if it's tiny, just to start creating the habit. And then every 3 months, you'll want to review your percentages, see where you can make adjustments to move closer to the ideal. Be flexible and compassionate with yourself as you're learning this. But don't be so loosey-goosey as to make changes every single month. Okay, that will not work. That will not serve you. Make a decision and stick to it for 3 months and then reevaluate based on your results. This is going to help you start making stronger business decisions as a business owner. Now, for a more in-depth understanding of the entire Profit First process, pick up a copy of Mike's book or check out the bonus materials for this week's lesson. I've done a couple of different workshops on Profit First inside A Club, and I'm sharing those with you here as well. Now, in our next lesson, we're going to be looking at more models. We're going to explore the Creative Freedom business model in full. I promised you that in the last lesson. I'm giving it to you in the next lesson so that you can begin to customize it to work for the way you want your business to make money. And I will see you there.